Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. And if you missed the first hour, basically Derby and Thrones. It was about it. Lots of other stuff to get to that we haven't even touched yet. But no matter how you're listening, thank you. Preferably you're listening on radio. But if you're on the stream or on the app, or if you're watching us on ESPN975.com, where you can see us and our not-so-pretty faces, but on Twitch, you can watch it. Hadn't talked to any Rockets yet.
Are the Rockets playing?
They do play tonight.
Oh.
They played Saturday.
Yeah, that was... What I've said about this series, and I think through three games, we still don't really know... We don't know a whole lot because the Rockets haven't played their best game and the Warriors haven't played their best game. Like, we've seen two teams that have kind of been meh, and two times the Warriors were meh enough to win, and one time the Rockets were meh enough to win. Well, I will say this. If they don't get significantly better contributions from either Curry or Klay Thompson, the Warriors are in trouble. Because, I mean, Kevin Durant, he's doing a lot by himself.
Yeah.
But he's going to need some help at some point. And the Rockets have done a good job because they know. I think they realize right now, this Chris Paul, if they're going to count on him to be the number two, they're in trouble. They need Chris Paul to play some solid defense is what they need from him right now. But Eric Gordon did a good job stepping up and scoring. Capella had probably his best game of the series. PJ Tucker actually rebounded. Nobody besides Capella did in the first two games.
Right.
And then Iman Shumpert had a fool's gold incredible game that we can never, ever count on him to have again. let's be real about that. But Austin Rivers had good contributions. So they got a lot from guys that maybe they weren't expecting to get it from. Meanwhile, I mean, the Warriors got it. They got a good game from Durant and a good game from Draymond. And Iguodala's been super solid this whole series, but when you're built around three guys scoring and two of them just aren't holding up their end of the deal, something's got to give. And those guys, it's not like they're not scoring because they're not taking shots. They took like 30 shots. They're just not going in. And, you know, them shooting 25% from three between the two of them, that's not good enough. So one of those two guys is going to have to step up. My assumption is game four, the Warriors are going to count on Klay Thompson to be big. Because I don't know what's going on with Steph. I don't know if his fingers bother him. I mean, it's on his offhand, so I can't imagine that it's bothering his shot that much. But the way he's shooting clearly isn't the way Steph Curry shoots. And who would have thought in game two when James Harden and Steph Curry both leave within 3 minutes of each other that James Harden, who basically you thought was dead at the time, and you know apparently Jesus himself came and touched his eyes and let him see for game three, would be in better shape than Steph, who like ran to the locker room, ran back, and acted like everything was cool. And clearly, for the rest of game two and game three, it wasn't cool. So they need, but it's not like they can take him off the floor. Are you just going to give 40 minutes? 45 minutes to Sean Livingston? You can't do that. So they don't have a lot of options. But it is it is a tricky thing for them right now. But I think Klay Thompson's the guy who's going to have to step. I mean, KD has to continue doing what he's doing, which he's done for the last, you know, 2 weeks of the regular season and the playoffs. And that's just be God mode Kevin Durant, where everything he throws up goes in. And that was the third quarter. It was like, oh my, look what's happening here. And to their credit, the Rockets were hot enough in the third quarter to not let the whole game slip away from them. And they were able to keep a little bit of pace in the third, but then the fourth, they, you know, it gets away a little and they go to overtime, but kudos to them. They never let the Warriors really get it in overtime. And Steph, they, for whatever reason, the Warriors go away from Kevin Durant. I don't understand that at all either. I don't know when that guy's carried you the whole time. Now it's overtime, and what are you doing? You're going to say, hey, let's stop going to KD and go to the guy who it can't hit water with a boat. And that was Steph Curry. And again, I mean, it's overblown, the missed dunk at the end of the game, because it wouldn't have mattered. I mean, that would have made it a 3-point game, and then you would have been playing the free throw game anyway. And the Rockets, they're a good enough free throw shooting team, especially when they're just standing there. Basically, James is holding the ball, waiting to get fouled. It wouldn't have made a difference in the end of the game. But yeah, the Rockets needed that one, and they got it. So I'm curious to see how the game goes tonight. You knew that the Rockets, and I think even the Warriors knew, the Rockets were going to give their best effort in that game. And PJ Tucker said that Mike D'Antoni wasn't going to let us lose that game.
He tried.
Yeah. I'll be honest. Mike D'Antoni and Steve Kerr are two of the biggest names in coaching. And I don't think either one of them have coached worth a damn in this series. I think it's been really bad on both ends. And the end of game three was kind of the highlight of where Steve Kerr struggled. And the fact that Kevin Durant was good enough to get them in a game and then he just goes away from him down the straight. I don't get it. I don't get it. But game four should be interesting. I'm excited to watch it tonight.
Yeah, me too. And if I obviously, to me, it's must win for the Rockets, because you're not coming back down 3-1 to this team. So, but I think they can win, and I think they're favored. So we'll see what happens. If they do, certainly it makes it a very interesting series.
Well, they were favored by what, 4?
Yeah.
In game three, they're favored by 1.5 today.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the desperation was factored into the line.
You know what's going to happen. They're going to win tonight. They're going to win game five and go up 3-2. But Chris Paul gets hurt at the end.
Oh, no.
713 wants to know, why does Steph always get a pass in the playoffs when he doesn't show up? James never gets a pass.
Because Steph has rings and James doesn't. Yeah, end of discussion.
Yeah, that's it. They've won titles.
Once you start winning rings, you can have an off day in the playoffs and people will be like, man, he really stunk it up there. But at least he's got those three rings to fall back on. James Harden doesn't have that. That's why he doesn't get a pass. That's why when LeBron loses in the finals to the Warriors, I mean, you can't really trash him anymore because he's got rings now.
Did you see Albert sent a picture of us on his TV?
That's weird.
Yeah, that's awful.
Super weird.
Well, I think it's weird enough that the people over at Culture Map watch us.
That is also very weird.
But
I didn't get the picture, but is it dark? Does it look like an episode of Game of Thrones?
No.
Can you see our faces?
You can actually see us.
It's funny that a photo of a television gets you a better picture than episode 3 of Game of Thrones last season.
Or this season. You're still mad over that.
I'm still mad about that. Mm-hmm. I'm the most mad that people are like, if you change your TV settings, it would just stop right there. What show asked you to change your TV settings before you watch one episode and then change them back to watch all your other normal TV? And it's my fault. Mm-hmm. Get out of here.
It did make a difference. I'm not going to lie. Made for a much better experience.
I'm sure it did. You think I'm going through that effort to watch a show again? No way.
See, that's the one difference, is I'm still enjoying them enough that I'm watching them 2 or 3 times.
That's absurd to me. Well, you always watch things over and over again. I don't get it.
Yeah, you know, because I want to make sure I don't miss anything. And
like even the Texans, I only watch the television broadcast once. I'll watch the All-22 film when it comes out later. But you, like, watch all those Texans games over and over. I'm like, God, I already know what happens. I don't want to watch it again.
Well, I look for different things, though. And when it comes to the Texans,
you're more committed than me. Or you've just got a lot of free time. I don't know what it is.
No, I don't sleep. Man, especially this weekend, because I'm always so nervous about the Derby. And not so much for my bets, but because everybody else is using my plays. I think I slept 2 hours Friday night. And I had to do a hit with Cody Saturday afternoon, and I just woke up, and I felt like I was half awake. but yeah, it's I didn't sleep much afterwards because of that. Didn't sleep much last night. I need a day where
you need
I
to just, burn some energy. You know where you could do it?
Playing some hoops. Up. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But you wouldn't want to do it on some crappy ass goal. You'd want to do it on the best goal in the whole wide world, the goal that you could only get from Pro Dunk Hoops. And listen, these are, without question, the best goals on the market. And when I say the best, I'm talking about the thickest steel of any goal out there, 75% thicker than the best brands from the big box stores, tempered glass backboard, Hoops guarantees if it breaks or cracks ever, they're going to replace it for free. And 30 years maintenance-free, no rust, rust armor finish, perfect for the weather down here. And they've got a design to fit your home, driveway, backyard, whatever you've got going on, they've got a goal for you. They're adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet with just a turn of a handle so anyone can play. And they've got tons of great accessories, LED lighting around your goal, the custom pole pad lettering to let people know whose house you're at, who the home court belongs to. A court marking stencil lets you throw up a free throw, a three-point line if you've got room for that. Get your Hoops goal today. I'm telling you, if you're in the market for a goal, if you're not in the market for a goal, summertime's coming up. You want your kids inside playing on their freaking iPads all day or taking up your PlayStation time? No. Get them out there hooping it up. See it all. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com or give them a call 281-351-9822 for Hoops sporting equipment.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, anybody want to come out to the track Saturday night?
I don't know. Are they going to disqualify the best horse?
Probably not. Meet and greet for four people to join me Saturday, May 11th from 7 to 9 p.m. Free admission and snacks for you and your guests. So we'll take, 521. We'll take caller 5. Get a 4-pack. Come on out. Hang out. Had a good time out there Friday night. So, Smith, what do you think of the rumors of Klay Thompson to the Clippers? I don't know if you've seen that, but that's apparently running around if they don't offer him a max deal. And it would be interesting if they lost both Durant and Thompson.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure they'd go out and get somebody else.
Yeah. I mean, if they lose Durant, there's no way they won't re-sign Klay Thompson. I think Klay Thompson likes playing there with Steph. They realize what they've got, those two guys particularly.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they'd give him a max contract. I think it's just this is just agent speculation.
I think
just
so,
in case.
Too. If Klay Thompson, to me, is one of the 15 best players in the league, he should get a max contract.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at some of the guys around the league who get max contracts. If you can't give one to Klay, I don't know what you're doing. Clint Capella
he didn't get a max.
Not a max, but he got way more than he should be getting.
Yeah, well, that's the game.
Hey, are we supposed to do this Mother's Day giveaway thing? What do you know about this, Aaron?
I know that we're supposed to turn it into some type of a game.
Okay. How about this? Order like a pro this Mother's Day with Pro Flowers. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone, and enter the code Fred and AJ to choose from a variety of bouquets starting at just $19.99. And here's what we're going to do. Somebody's going to win a $50 gift card to Pro Flowers right now. And so for Mother's Day, let's do a Game of Thrones mom question. How about this game, Fred? First caller to call in and name.
Well, let's do it at 5:30.
Yeah, you want to wait since we're now doing a Sam Houston giveaway?
Oh,
yeah.
Damn it. Well, crap. It says do it at 5, and I was already late.
Yeah. Well, 5 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, she just puts the hour
on
there.
We'll do it at 5:30.
Okay, we'll do it at 5:30.
So,
I got an idea, though. I don't want to tell people now.
Okay.
I know the question, though. It's a good question.
Raphael says, Fred obviously watches Game of Thrones episodes more than their editing crew. Hashtag Starbucks cup.
Dude, how do you let that happen?
Yeah, that's just bad. That is really bad.
What was the episode? Do you remember it was several seasons back where they had like some random rock song in the episode and everybody was like, what are they doing? Why did they do this? Like, why did they put modern music in the Game of Thrones episode? And I don't remember why. Like, I don't even remember looking up an explanation for why it happened, but I do remember it happening. It's almost, I mean, it's probably worse than that.
There was one episode, I want to say maybe it was season 6, where there were a bunch of dead bodies and one of them was wearing blue jeans. Which, pretty sure they didn't have blue jeans. Yeah.
Levi Strauss didn't exist then?
They might have been Wranglers, but whatever they were clearly blue jeans. And you're like, eh. And it was one, a body that was sitting on the side of a pile that I guess, you know. But there's editing errors and everything. There's a really bad one in Gladiator, as a matter of fact. There's two really bad ones in Gladiator that they never fixed. And one of them is in the scene where they're in the Colosseum for the first time. And he does the bloody sword all over the place. And he's lopping off heads and blood's flying everywhere. And then he holds up the sword and it's perfectly clean. There's no like nothing on it and it's shining.
Yeah.
That was one bad one. And then there was during that same battle, his buddy calls him Maximus. And he hadn't told anyone he was Maximus yet. So there's a couple. Even in a great movie, you're going to have some little bit of continuity problems.
So here's what it was. It was a punk rock song that they played. Brienne and Jamie were like singing a song when they were camping or something. And then at the end of the episode, they played like a punk rock version of the song that they were singing around the fire. And everybody was like losing their minds over it. It was this?
Yeah, it's called The Bear and the Maiden Fair. Sorry, I had to read the lyrics, make sure we weren't going to play anything crazy. It was apparently written by George R.R. Martin. He wrote the lyrics, and Ramin Djawadi, who does the music for a lot of HBO stuff, including Westworld, he did the music part of it.
But who would hear this song and go, you know what? This fits what we're doing on the show. Yeah. Let's throw this on the end of the episode. What? Yeah. They make some mind boggling. And at least that was like a choice. I mean, that was it's a dumb choice. This other thing, I mean, it's just laziness. It's like, how do you? You got people watching dailies. I mean, there's like somebody who's cleaning up the set has to go, oh crap!
You guys just shot an entire scene with a Starbucks cup.
Guys, Amelia's pumpkin spice latte was on the table the whole time. Come on. Might as well have Tormund drinking a Red Bull.
I did enjoy drunk Tormund. That was fun.
Well, I mean, what if he was like passing around a bottle of Hennessy? I mean, really?
The NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year odds are out. Would you care to?
I will go with. I think I'm going to go with Bosa.
Bosa's
odds on favorite
is actually co-favorite at +400.
Oh.
You're getting a little value there with Quinnen Williams.
Okay, it's going to be hard for him. He's a guy who I think is going to be a big impact guy, but it's going to be. I don't know that he's going to necessarily be stat driven.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why I kind of like guys like Bosa or Josh Allen, who I think is going to get a bunch of sacks, or I think Ed Oliver, depending on how the Bills use him, is going to put up some numbers too. He's third favorite at +550. Devin Bush +700.
Bush.
Devin White +800. Pick your Devin. Cleveland Farrell +800. Josh Allen +1,000. I think that's the one I like, is Josh Allen +1,000.
That's a good number.
Yeah, because I think he's going to be really good.
I'll just go chalk and go Bosa.
Okay. You're pretty safe whenever you take a Bosa in these things, generally.
Yeah, they're good at sport.
Yeah. Tyler tweeted out that picture that in season 7 where there's the truck in the background.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah.
God. Mm. Oh, yeah, I do remember seeing that. Oh, God. I mean, well, listen, when you get lazy, you start to sit on your laurels.
You know what? That's why they did it so dark, so you couldn't see the Starbucks cups. That's why episode 3 was like that.
Ian says, I don't know if you guys have talked about it lately, but the radio signal is still terrible. Keep getting this iHeart radio station coming in and out. I mean, listen, if there was something I could do, I would. I tell everybody, use the app. The weather is dictating it. We're trying to fix it. There's nothing I can do personally. So, you know, I don't know what to say. Yeah. The app sounds great. I had trouble hearing on the way in today because it is day to day, but I tuned into the app and it sounded great.
Or you can just watch us.
Yeah.
That way you can look at our beautiful faces.
The Twitch app. I mean, either way.
Chase says, thinking about places to live after I graduate. How about Salt Lake City? Skiing, pro sports,
pass.
Prime, Vegas, less than a 6-hour drive away.
Pass.
I'm not a fan.
Aren't mixed drinks still illegal in Salt Lake City?
It was the last time I went. You had to go to you had to get a membership at a club.
Yeah.
But I,
it's a hard pass for me.
I think you can't have a beer above so many percent, too.
Yeah,
still.
That's bottom.
I think it's like above 6% or something crazy.
That's like a bottom 10 state that I would live in, Utah.
Yeah, it's not for me. I mean,
It's a pretty place.
It is very pretty. It'd be nice to visit, but.
There's literally only one city in the whole place, though. And don't tell me about Provo or Ogden. Those aren't cities.
See, I could see someplace like Wyoming. You know, if I wanted to live somewhere.
You want to live amongst nature. I don't want that.
Yeah, I want to live amongst nature and as far away from humans as possible.
I want to be able to, like, have easy access to an HEB.
Now, all I need is an internet.
I need a liquor store.
Although I don't really want to move to Wyoming because I saw what happened to everybody who lived there in Longmire. They all die.
Longmire. Just that one county. You avoid that county, you're good. What's it? Araska something county.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it's called. All right, guys. Sunday, you know what you'll never get? You'll never get concerts out there in Wyoming. Sunday, May 19th, 1 to 10 p.m., they're going to be partying out at Carbach. The Love Street Music Fest going on, the 2019 lineup, Walk the Moon, Bishop Briggs, Toadies, Lovely the Band, Wrestlers, Slender Bodies, and Vody. Going to be a great time. Live music all day and cold Carbach beer all day. You can't beat that combo. If you haven't made it out to the restaurant and patio, you should be ashamed. A brewery and dining experience unlike anywhere else. They've got a fantastic menu. It's super diverse. Poutine, pizza, Korean fried chicken, crab cakes, Hatch chili mac and cheese, fish and chips. Everything on the menu, they've got a beer on the wall that pairs perfectly with it. Go in, check it out. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. See what's new at the restaurant. See what's new at the brewery. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or just ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
All a little too well. Listen, the distance between us. But it took a while once we closed that difference.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Joining us now, the legend that is Lance Zierlein, co-host of The Bench. Follow him on Twitter, at Lance Zierlein. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
We're doing all right, man. I walked by your office today to chat with you, and you're never in your office anymore. So we're giving your office away, just so you know.
Thank God.
Yeah, you don't need to be there anymore.
I'm tired of this place.
What are you doing now? Are you just going home?
No, just getting some stuff. Yeah, just getting stuff done at home. I mean, I'm so backed up on things that I was supposed to get done, like at home, getting floors put out at the house right now. I'm running around getting all these errands done, so. Just found out I had $1,100 in toll debt from my wife's been using tolls, and we have something on there, and yet EasyTag's like, nope, that didn't work. Your toll wasn't working. Like, what are you talking about? My toll wasn't working. I got text tag on there. No, when you moved it from blah, 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 so I had to spend an hour getting that fixed. So, you know, things like that.
Don't they know you're famous and they can't treat you that way?
Well, I told them, I said, well, you shouldn't have waited to contact me until after the draft. Throwing me stuff pre-draft. I'm not going to see it in the quote-unquote mail.
That's garbage. Did you watch Game of Thrones last night?
I did. We had a you know, the first 2 minutes of our show was about sports, and then it turned into Dell and John yelling at each other like a couple of nerds.
Does Dell loves Game of Thrones. He thinks it's going great.
Well, Dell's also a little contrarian. I don't know that Dell. I don't know if he really liked the episode last night or not, but as soon as he knew John didn't like it, Dell liked it.
Okay.
But I think maybe he did like it. I don't know. He had a tweet about a gut punch, and maybe he meant having the girl get her head well. So if you guys, what are we doing on the spoilers?
We're done with spoilers. You can't hide that show. We've got the internet.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, you know, I think maybe because she got her head lopped off, maybe that's why Dell was having, you know, a stomach ache. I thought it was maybe because he wasn't happy with the way the show's gone. But, I mean, I always felt like it was set up for kind of a disappointment because everything has been about all these different storylines taking place in different areas. So if one storyline, if you weren't really feeling one storyline, you always had, you know, something else going on in the same episode. And then the next episode might not even include that storyline. And then eventually that storyline would move on to something else anyway. Well, now you can't run away from it. Everyone's there together. And I just think the writers are writing. So I had Eric Layden, who's a local, an actor who is from here, and he lives in L.A., and he's lived in L.A. for several years now. He's done a lot of shows you'd recognize, American Sniper and The Brink and all this stuff. And he told me, we were talking about this one time on my podcast, and he said, you just don't know how hard it is. And I was talking about how I was disappointed with House of Cards. And he said, it's just so hard to go beyond three seasons of anything. He said, when you start doing original content and you get beyond it, three seasons, like, writers just run out of stuff. They just run out of stuff. And that's what I started thinking about. I think Game of Thrones, they just aren't sure where to go with this anymore because they're just kind of out of stuff. I mean, it's been like three seasons since George R.R. Martin's, you know, books were finished anyway, so they're on like season three or four of writing their own original ideas. And I think they're just kind of maybe just caught in a little bit of a funk, and I think it may be like this for the whole season.
Yeah, I think they're kind of blowing this thing. I thought it was going to be tough for them to finish up as. Like, I thought this whole season it was going to be tough for them to finish strong enough for me to think, oh, this is an all-time legendary show. But now four episodes in, I'm like, oh my God, can they even?
You guys do whatever you want on the air. You can get Eric on. You guys would love talking to him. I mean, he once on the podcast told me about how they do sex scenes in movies. That by itself is worth an entire segment or two, because if either one of you do something bad, you get fired and we all move up.
That's not true.
Well, I'm just trying to think of a way that.
We do dumb stuff all the time and don't get fired.
I know, yeah. I know. So does John. John's untouchable. Yeah. Teflon John.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, don't act like you're not.
No, I think the four of us are all pretty damn well untouchable. You're just worried about your NFL network stuff.
Oh, no, I know I'm not. I know I'm not.
Listen, this is what we'll do. I mean, if something goes wrong on your show, the whole plan I thought all along was just blame Dell for not dumping it, and Dell gets fired.
Well, as long as that's the thing, let's not talk about it out loud then.
This is just us boys talking.
Yeah, as long as that's the thing. That's fine, as long as we have a contingency plan.
We were just talking about the Defensive Player of the Year or Defensive Rookie of the Year odds, and Bosa plus 400, Quinnen Williams co-favorite at plus 400. Does Quinnen Williams come to you as a guy who's going to be a stat monster? Because I think Bosa seems like the safe bet because he's going to get stats. I don't know if Quinnen Williams is going to be a stat guy. I think he'd be an impact guy, but not a stat guy.
Yeah, I think Devin White is maybe your pick. You know, last year I had a site where I took a shot with Darius Leonard because he was like plus 2,100. And for me, I just did the research, and a lot of times it comes down to guys who are going to be able to go out and make an impact from blitzing and from tackles. And when you look at Darius Leonard, that's exactly what happened. He also had some takeaways. You look at Devin White and Devin Bush, for that matter, both of them figure to get a lot of tackles. Both of them are good blitzers. I think Devin Bush is a really underrated blitzer. And then, you know, will they be on on the field in third downs where they can get a few interceptions. So I don't see Quinnen putting up major numbers from where he's going to be on the line of scrimmage. I frankly think there's maybe a better chance of Ed Oliver actually having more sacks than Quinnen Williams this year based on kind of how they're both going to be played and who's around them. And then, I would tend to agree with you. To me, Bosa is going to be one of the favorites. I think Devin White should probably be one of the favorites. I don't see a high-impact safety that's going to make a difference, a high-impact corner. So now, you're talking about the guys who are going to the big numbers are going to be high tackle numbers or high sack numbers. And the high sack number thing is kind of tricky. There's enough talent now in San Francisco on the defensive line that I think Bosa is going to get some favorable one-on-one matchups, especially when they bump him down inside if they do that. So, yeah, I kind of like Bosa up there, but I think Devin White actually might be better odds than Quinnen Williams. That might be more of a value play for you, and Devin Bush also.
Devin Bush plus 700, Devin White plus 800.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And Quinnen Williams and Nick Bosa co-favorites at plus 400. I'm liking Josh Allen a little bit at plus 1,000.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's another sack. There's a sack guy. There's a speed guy, a sack guy who also, is going to play on a team that has some talent around him. So, yeah, I think Josh Allen. For me, it's about odds. I think it's about odds for these defensive. Who is in the best position to have some splashy numbers relative to the odds? And to me, it's about balancing the odds versus the. I don't mind 400. 4-1 is pretty good, actually, for Nick Bosa. But I don't know. I'm not feeling it with Quinnen Williams either. I'm just not sure that I'm expecting to see that production from an interior lineman right off the bat.
That's Lance Zierlein. You can hear him on the bench 7-9, and usually hangs around till what, 9:30? Technically, when it's not the bench anymore. But you're
I'm always on. Until 9:30 today on longer. If you guys didn't hear Jeff Van Gundy, you should go to the podcast and listen. He was really good today. Hit on a bunch of different stuff, actually.
Yeah, we actually posted that to SportsMap, too, so people can go back
and
listen to it.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah,
should check that out. We also went in on Joel Embiid a little bit and Mark Jackson again about, you can't be – you got to stop calling guys great who can't even stay healthy for an entire season.
Interesting. All right, that's our man Lance Zierlein. Joins us when he can on Mondays. Appreciate the time, buddy, and we'll see you around the office.
Okay, we'll see you guys.
All right. He's another one who's not happy about the poker stuff.
Oh, no. Yeah, that'll ruin his day.
I've noticed a few rooms now, I told you about this the other day, are just charging memberships and not doing seat rentals.
Yeah, I mean, that's when you got it.
That's pretty smart, frankly.
Yeah. So. Do we have a read here? Then let's do the Pro Flowers giveaway.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here's the game that we're going to play here. Order like a pro this Mother's Day with Pro Flowers. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone, enter our code Fred and AJ. Get to choose from a variety of bouquets starting at just $19.99. And the winner receives a $50 gift card to Pro Flowers. First caller, this is a Mother's Day / Game of Thrones question. Cersei Lannister, not counting her unborn baby, has three kids. They're all dead now. But what were those three kids' names? First person who can call in with those three names, you get a $50 gift card to Pro Flowers.
Google fast.
You should know them.
Yeah.
I mean, even I knew them, and I don't even really know that much about the show.
There's one that people might have forgotten about.
Okay, well, here's a hint. The one that you're probably forgetting about was a chick, and she got killed.
All right. Well, they're all dead.
She was kind of a hot chick.
Yeah. Yeah, at the end. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Reach out and touch the sky because you got it.
We'll be here forever. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on Blitz. You already did the giveaway there, so.
Done.
Somebody said they got the answer right and got hung up on.
I don't know.
Yeah, well. All right. Well, first I do need to tell you, you know what's coming on at 7 tonight?
Tell me.
Boss on the Gloss.
I knew that. Actually, that's not true.
It's not true?
No, it's not true. We're going to hear Jake Asman on tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Boss on the Gloss didn't work out, so Jake Asman is going to do the program tonight.
Or as some people call him, Millennial Palillo.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like to call him the Ass Man.
Yeah, he's an ass man. And we do have the Hall of Fame with Booker T, right?
Yes, that will go on as scheduled.
Okay, cool. Well, it's too bad. I enjoy listening to the Boss on the Gloss when I'm driving home on Monday. Probably be listening to some basketball tonight.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, Rockets don't start till 8:30, so.
Yeah, but you know what? Every series is pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm interested in damn near all these series. That Blazers-Nuggets series is
it's gotten
interesting. Really good.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Some people are really just way too dumb. I mean, this probably belongs in the dumbass report, so I might be poaching it from you. Did you see the Ohio high school student who got banned from prom for his promposal sign?
Yes.
Basically, the kid takes a sign to his girl, says, "If I was black, I'd be picking cotton, but I'm white, so I'm picking you for prom."
White people.
Needless to say, he got banned from the prom. No word if she said yes or not. I'm hoping no. But, yeah, that's a definite fail.
Not wise, guys.
And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
White people ruin everything.
Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So, Nestin, did you guys already talk about the Derby? If so, what time can I find it on the podcast? 4 o'clock. We did it right at the top of the show. First segment. So, I had a lot to say about it. People are still mad at me. I'm still getting like, "Oh, you're just bitter because you didn't win." It's like, "Oh, I got back $260 on that show." I would have
would have been a total loss.
Yeah, it would have been a complete and total loss if not for that. So, but yeah, I thought it was a bad call, and just don't. I don't like when. When things like that are decided by three crotchety old people. But you're talking about the basketball series. Some of these hockey series are getting pretty good now, too. And Carolina just destroyed the Islanders. But, man, the Stars and Blues are going to a Game 7. And looks like it's good. I guess I'm going to root for the Stars. Make it to the Stanley Cup because we're going to have the Stanley Cup on the...
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
But San Jose, to me... looks like the best team left. But they're vulnerable because their goalie can suck sometimes. And, you know, they lead it 3-2. And then the Bruins lead 3-2 tonight. I'm rooting for the Blue Jackets there. I'd like to see that one get to a Game 7. But those have all been pretty exciting game or series, too. So it's funny because, like, the first round of the basketball playoffs, for the most part, were eh. But, boy, you get down to these good teams – you get some entertaining games and some competitive series. Who do you think comes out of the...
If you're going to ask me who's going to win the hockey games, I have no idea.
No, so who do you think is going to come out of the Eastern Conference? Who wins those two series over there?
In basketball?
In basketball, yeah.
Okay. I think the Bucks are going to end up winning the series. I think that the Celtics had that game one that was magnificent, but I just think the Bucks are the best team. I think the Bucks are going to win the whole conference. I think they were the team that all along... was kind of underappreciated. But I think the other series is interesting. Just when I thought last night the Sixers were going to be able to kind of take over. But it's funny. Maybe it's because he's in Toronto, and before that he was in San Antonio. Sometimes I forget how great Kawhi Leonard is.
Yeah.
Like, when we talk about who the best players in the NBA are, especially when we're talking about, like, the most complete players.
Yeah.
I often kind of just forget about him, and it's really dumb because he's really great.
And he's carrying them.
Yeah. I mean, what a game by him. So, and, you know, not that he's on the same level, but you see what Jokic did in that the Nuggets game. I mean, that Lillard balled out, and it wasn't enough because Jokic just had he's just turned into a fantastic all-around player. And you know, really the third quarter is like where they kind of just pulled away from him, and the Blazers could never get it back. But yeah, both those games yesterday were fun. But yeah, I'm gonna go. Bucks are still the team to beat in the East. I don't know. I know they're dogs tonight. I think they're a 1.5-2 point dog tonight. The line in the Warriors game, Warriors Rockets game, now even.
Yeah, Boston -1.5 and Rockets even, over under 220.5 for your Rockets and Warriors.
Okay.
I kind of feel like if Steph Curry gets going finally, that should be an over game.
Yeah.
But I don't get me talked into betting playoffs. So did you get to watch any of your Astros in Monterey?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny how you see you finally get to play a bad team and your bats come alive.
Yeah.
So that's a nice get right time for them. I they needed a series like that, I feel like. So good to see them get back on track, get the bats going. Man, the ball flies out there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I guess it's kind of like Denver. It's high altitude, so it goes. But, man, that's that was a good week, a good weekend, I guess, for the Astros.
Well, and they got good weather down there, too, which was a concern.
Yep.
All the forecasts were as bad as it was going to be here, which, by the way, I think Tuesday, Wednesday, we're getting more rain again.
Yep.
It never ends, AJ.
Never.
Spanish call that Bregman Grand Slam was the best thing.
Oh, yeah? You got that? Sport.
Oh, yeah.
Play it for me, because I didn't hear it.
La pelota en dirección hacia territorio del jardín central rápidamente. Trout, Grand Slam. A lo profundo. Y no.
Oh, he's stealing my call.
Díganle no esa pelota.
Pelota.
That was okay.
Yeah.
That was like only like 2 seconds of no. I can do it for like 30.
Shouldn't that have been a yes?
Yeah, I don't know
or
why.
C.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, you know, I did the other night. I Ubered me some Big City Wings, Uber Eats, because by myself, and there's nothing better than Big City Wings. And, guys, if you can do that, but it's better to go in person. You want to go and watch and see Rockets tonight, it's a great place to go. You can go and watch any of the games there. It's crawfish season. They got you covered. And right now they've got that new limited time-only menu with the crawfish and mac and cheese, which is fantastic. The mile-high fries. I've tried all these. The honey bun burger. That's right. An Angus burger with bacon and cheese served between two honey buns. And tonight, 70-cent chicken tenders all day. And 34-ounce Big Brew Night. And, of course, tomorrow's 2-for-Tuesday wings. You got to get in there for that. They have specials every night. And just a great place to go and watch games. Terrific food. And you're going to have a good experience there. Go find the location nearest you. There's 8 now. And you can go to BigCityWings.com. Follow them on social media on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's all Big City Wings. BigCityWings.com.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.